And now it's time for your daily pet talk on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
And you're not moving anywhere. You thought you found a friend to take you out of this place. Someone you can lend a hand in return for grace. It's a beautiful.
News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Meg with Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. And Bono's right. It is a beautiful day today. I think it's going to be a little cooler. Thank goodness. I don't know. They're still saying 90, but that's better than 100 in my book. But I am super excited this morning to have a first-time guest on the show, someone that I have admired for decades, by the way. Alan Pote is here. Many of you may know Alan and Susan Pote, who are the founders, creators, directors, inspiration for many years of the Pensacola Children's Chorus here in our community. Still going strong, even after they've semi-retired, I would say. But Alan, welcome to the show. I'm so excited because guess what? He's working on a new project, and I'm absolutely intrigued and excited about this project. All right, it's up to you, Alan. Good morning.
Well, good morning, and first of all, thank you for having me. I'd like to talk a little bit about what we're doing. We are doing a staged reading of a musical based on the life of St. Francis. And I'll tell you exactly how this all came about.
My first question is, okay, so now he's not doing children's chorus, but he's actually writing musicals. So this is a man here in Pensacola writing his own musical with the help of several people I know. But this is so exciting. How did this all come about? And especially St. Francis, who, by the way, is my favorite saint.
As he is many people. 40 years ago, and I almost hate saying that, but I wrote a choral piece based on the prayer of St. Francis. Mm-hmm. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there's hatred, let me sow love. And it's had a good track record all these years. In fact, Kristen Chenoweth recorded it with Vince Gill playing the guitar.
Oh, wow.
And she's sung it many times. Of course, she doesn't know that I wrote it, but that's okay. She still performed it. And then 2 years ago, the president of the American Choral Directors Association, Pearl Shanguin, and Anton Armstrong, who is the conductor of the St. Olaf College Choir, did a concert in the Basilica in Assisi, where St. Francis is buried. And when we found out about it, Susan and I thought, gosh, we need to go see that. So we actually went to Assisi and heard the concert. It was just wonderful. It was thrilling, standing ovation, and we were so glad that we came. While we were in Italy, we traveled around, and of course, St. Francis is the patron saint of Italy.
Mm-hmm.
And so we went to a UNESCO site at Lake Orta. And at this site, there were 20 chapels that were built between the 16th and 17th century. And in each chapel was a scene from his life. And as we went around and looked at these chapels filled with frescoes and statues, I thought, you know, that would make a good musical, all these different scenes.
That's an inspirational moment.
Yes, it was. And I've always had a love for theater. And I thought, well, you know, I'm retired. I want to do something different. And so when I came back, I talked to my friend and colleague, Tom Long. We have worked together for 33 years. We've written a lot of musicals and everything, but we've never written a fully staged musical. So I talked him into working on this. And so for 2 years, we talked every week. We wrote songs. We wrote scenes. We threw a lot of songs out and a lot of scenes out. But we finally come up with what we think is a musical that might be produced as a full production.
I just got goosebumps.
Well,
I'm so excited for you.
This is
just, I mean, every actor, everyone that's in the theater arts, and of course, you know, that's my passion too.
Exactly.
But when you do an original play or original music, but this an original musical about St. Francis, that's a win-win in my book. I don't see how you could go wrong.
We hope so.
I don't see how you could go wrong. So now tell us more about it.
Well, this staged reading is not actually a full production. It's really the first step in producing a musical. In fact, this is what they do on Broadway. Not that we're going to Broadway, but
we would like to
do a full production. So at this staged reading, we have about 14 actors and singers. They will take on various roles, several roles. They'll have their music in front of them. There will be music stands and so on. There will be a little bit of staging, and there will be a video screen in the back depicting different scenes and where we are in the musical. So it's the first step in putting a musical on its feet. And I think people will enjoy it. A lot of people know a little bit about St. Francis, but they don't know the fascinating life that he led.
Right.
So this is what it's all about.
I am so excited about this. So tell us the dates and times, and we are going to have tickets so people can come see the staged reading. So think about this. You may be seeing the first public presentation of a new musical that I think could go all the way. You never know. They start somewhere.
You never know.
Right.
But it's going to be at the Ashmore Auditorium at Pensacola State College on August 8th and 9th at 7 o'clock. There are tickets that you can get. There's a QR code if you see one of our posters, or you can call the college and get tickets that way.
Okay, that sounds good. So, but you want to get them today, of course, because you don't want to wait.
They're selling pretty well. We've got a good crowd for both Friday nights and Saturday night.
I've already got a ticket to come Saturday night.
Well,
I'm very excited. And some of the folks that are actually doing this are well-known theater people in our community. I know for a fact Susie Griffith, who's one of our, Sewell Griffith, who's one of our premier opera singers and musical theater people. Michael Dennis, who many of y'all remember from Rocky Horror. This is a little different than Rocky Horror.
It's a little different. Michael is doing a good job. We also have Corey McKern, who is the artistic director of the opera.
Oh, great.
And then we have a lot of young people who have been in theater in the area.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, some of them just performed in Oklahoma, which was done by a high school group.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a good variety of cast members, and they're all doing really well.
I'm so excited about this. If you have a question for Alan Pote and you want to hear more about Francis, the man from Assisi, you can text in at 850-437-1620. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. I couldn't be more excited about this. I
appreciate that. I want to tell you a little bit about Tom Long. We have worked together for over 33 years.
Wow.
He and I met at a conference in North Carolina in 1992. He is very involved in drama. He has a drama group that has performed all over the country called Friends of the Groom, and it's a Christian theater company.
Mm-hmm.
And when I met him, I said, you know, I would like to write a musical. I know you do the drama part and I do the music. And so we started, and we have written, I think, maybe 18 musicals that have been published.
Oh, my gosh.
Many of them were done here in Pensacola with the Pensacola Children's Chorus in the summers.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of them are based on Old Testament stories, and they were published, and then they've done very well across the country. So we've had a long working relationship, and he's going to be here. He will be directing the staging, and we're looking forward to that. You know, it's it's going to be fun for all of us.
If you've got 18 shows in your back pocket, sounds like a new Rodgers and Hammerstein.
Well, yeah.
Andrew Lloyd Webber kind of teaming going on here.
They're my heroes.
Yeah,
you know.
No doubt. Again, we're talking with Alan Pote about the exciting new musical, Francis, the Man from Assisi. Stick around. We're going to find out more about it in just a minute. You're listening to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. We'll be back right after the break. Good morning. This is Pep Talk. So excited to have as my guest Alan Pote, who is the creator and designer and director of Pensacola Children's Chorus for 26 years, you and your
That's
wife,
correct.
Susan.
That's correct.
Well, now he's moved on to even bigger and better things. He and Tom Long are creating a new musical, Francis, the Man from Assisi. I have to get it right, get the Italian, right? Assisi. Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock is going to be at the Ashmore Auditorium at PSC, August 8th and 9th. Tickets are $15, and you said you can get those at Purple Pass. Pass.
Correct.
Online.
Purple Pass, and type in Francis, and the tickets will come up.
Okay. If you have any questions about the show or would like to have a question for Alan, just text it in at 850-437-1620. So I can't wait to hear the music. I know a lot about St. Francis just because he's one of my patron saints, one of my favorites. But what is the story about? Because every musical has, they say in the theater, a book. What's the book about?
It's about the life of St. Francis. I think everyone knows who St. Francis is. We see him on bird baths and statues all over.
There's St. Francis in Gulf Breeze, St. Francis Church.
Exactly, exactly. He's one of the favorite saints of the in the Catholic Church. He had a fascinating life. He started out the son of a wealthy cloth merchant. And he was actually kind of a partier. He threw around a lot of money that his father had, and he entertained his friends and parties and so on.
I knew I liked him for a reason.
His father wanted him to work in his cloth shop, but he didn't want to do that. He wanted to be a soldier. And they were always fighting other towns. And there's this town, Perugia, which was close to Assisi, and they were always fighting each other. So he wanted to be a warrior, and he became a soldier. Well, he went to battle with this neighboring town and was captured and was held as a prisoner for a year. He got malaria, and the Perugians wanted a ransom from his father to return him to Assisi. And finally, the ransom was paid. Well, when he got back to Assisi, he just didn't know what he wanted to do with his life. And he eventually wanders into an old chapel, a rundown chapel, and he sings this song, "What Am I to Be, Lord?" And all at once, this crucifix on the wall speaks to him and says, "Go build my church." Mm. Well, he took that literally to mean rebuild this small chapel, this rundown chapel, when actually it meant rebuild the Catholic Church, reform the Catholic Church. There were indulgences and all kinds of things going on, and that was the message that he took throughout his life. But he went back to his father's shop, stole cloth, sold it, got the money, and went to the chapel and gave the money to the priest there, who was reluctant to take it. Well, his father found out about it, was furious, put him in prison, not prison, but put him in a cell for several months, and finally his mother let him out. And then his father was so furious, he took him to the bishop in the town square, and all at once Francis takes off all his clothes. This has actually happened in the town square.
Wow.
Gives them back to his father and said, "You are no longer my father. My father is in heaven." And from then on, he became a beggar, and he had a life that was dedicated to serving the poor. And he formed the brotherhood that we know, the Franciscans.
Mm-hmm.
And from then on, he was a different person. He engaged with lepers, which a lot of people were afraid to do. He even went to Egypt to consult, to try to convert the Sultan to Christianity and to stop the wars that were going on in the Crusades. So, fascinating life. He finally ended his life. At the end of his life, he had malaria, and he felt like he had failed in what he really intended to do. And yet, 800 years later, we celebrate his life. So a fascinating story.
It really is.
I hope I haven't given away too much of the musical.
Well, no, I think it's going to be fantastic. I love that, the idea of a song, Lord, Would You Have Me Be? I love that idea. That's just beautiful. But I was telling him, I say the St. Francis prayer every day. That's just part of I've known this for a long, long time.
And so many people know the prayer. It's a wonderful prayer.
Yeah. I mean, you can't go wrong. And I'm not going to read the whole prayer this morning, but I pulled it up just because when it says in the beginning, it says, "Prayer, St. Francis, make me an instrument of thy peace, that where there is hatred, I may bring love, that where there is wrong, I may bring the spirit of forgiveness, where there is discord, I may bring harmony, that where there is error, I may bring truth, that where there is doubt, I may bring faith, that where there is despair, I may bring hope, that where there are shadows, I may bring light, sadness, joy." I mean, you can't argue with that.
Exactly.
Prayer.
And that that typifies his life.
Who he was.
Exactly.
And like you said, gave up everything. I didn't know the story about the clothes. And
well, it's that actually happened.
That's really something.
We read a lot of books. We did a lot of research. And all the things that we have in the musical are pretty much accurate.
I think this is great. So we do have some comments coming in on our text line, 850-437-1620. You'll appreciate this one from one of our listeners. Alex, let's see. Alex is so talented, and this sounds like a wonderful project. After the August performance, what was the next step to expose the work to the world?
The next step is to look at the survey that we have in the program. We have a QR code for people who attend, and we want feedback. We want them to comment on what they liked. Was it too long? And so on and so forth. And then we will look at possibly doing a production, perhaps at Pensacola Little Theater in 2026.
Oh, how exciting.
You know, you have to have a little time to put it on the calendar and so
right.
on. But we hope to produce a full production with costumes, sets, choreography, pit orchestra, the whole ball of wax.
Okay, well, I'm not a very good singer, as I confess to you. I'm an actress, but I would love to be in the townspeople.
Absolutely. Well, we have lots of roles for the townspeople.
I'll be one of those. That'll work for me. Talking with Alan Pote about an exciting new musical that's being created, you've got a chance to be a part of the very, very beginning. They're doing a stage reading, Francis the Man from Assisi, Friday and Saturday, 7 o'clock, August 8th and 9th. We'll be back with Alan in just a couple minutes on Pep Talk, 850-437-1620. Welcome back to Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel. Having a lot of fun talking with Alan Pote today about the new musical that is being staged at Pensacola State College. It is called St. Francis.
The Man from Assisi.
There it is, The Man from Assisi. And that's coming up. Tell us the dates and times again.
It's going to be performed on August the 8th at 7 o'clock at the Ashmore Auditorium at Pensacola State College, and it will also be performed August 9th at 7 o'clock at the college at Ashmore Auditorium. It's a musical that I've been really excited about. I've been working on it with my colleague for 2 years and have just enjoyed every minute of it. It's a creative process that takes a while. You write things and you throw things out, but we finally feel like we've come up with a musical that might resonate with an audience. At least we're hoping so. And I've always enjoyed theater. I've always enjoyed musical theater. So who knows where this may lead?
Mm-hmm.
But it's a first step, and we're excited.
And you can be a part of it because they're going to want your feedback from the night. And I think it's so exciting to be in it from the ground floor. This is, to me, super exciting.
Well, good.
So congratulations
on
the effort. And I know you've got a super talented cast that are participating, so that's exciting.
We do, and they have worked very hard. We've not had a lot of rehearsal time, but they've worked very intensely. So mm-hmm. I think it's going to be good. I think people will enjoy this, even though it's not a fully staged musical. A staged reading is the first step in producing the musical, and it gives people an idea of what it's all about.
Okay, here's a good question from one of our listeners: are there any curse words in the music? Is it appropriate for kids under 10?
I think it would be appropriate. Of course, there are no curse words in it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an adult musical, but I think children might enjoy it.
It is about St. Francis.
Yes, absolutely. And of course, there are periods in his life
right.
which we don't associate with being a saint.
Right.
But I think the overall impression, I think, is going to be very positive.
Okay, very good. And then we had one comment I wanted to share with you. Just a comment. My 11-year-old daughter started at PCC, which is Pensacola Children's Chorus, this September. She's so excited. And I just want to say a big thank you, all caps, for making this opportunity possible for her and for all of the kids.
Well, thank you. Isn't that nice?
Gratitude for 26 years.
Well, we enjoyed it. We loved every minute of it. And we miss it, but we do support what's going on now.
It's thriving. It's extraordinary. But this is even more extraordinary. I love the idea of a brand new musical and having a chance to see it. Francis, The Man from Assisi, give us those dates and times and how to get tickets one more time.
Yes. You can go on Purple Pass and Google or enter Francis, and the tickets will come up. It's Friday, August the 8th at 7 o'clock, and Saturday, August 9th at 7 o'clock at the Ashmore Auditorium, Pensacola State College. We hope to see you there.
Oh, Alan, thank you so much for taking the time to come to the show today. I'm so excited, and break a leg, as they say in show business.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
This is Pep Talk. We'll be back right after the news.